to John S. Doyle now for what it says in Friday morning's papers.
The raising of interest rates by the European Central Bank for the seventh time since last July is the main story for four papers. Ministers are extremely reluctant to reintroduce mortgage interest relief, despite warnings that homeowners can expect further pain in the months ahead, says the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times reports that the Taoiseach has confirmed that the reintroduction of mortgage interest relief will form part of negotiations on the budget within government over the coming months, though he declined to make any promises about it. The Irish Daily Mail says the government is on a collision course with the ECB about whether to give householders a reprieve from the cost of living burden. Don't ease pain for mortgage holders is how the headline writer sums up the warning by the bank's president, Christine Lagarde. The Irish Independent reports that the government is exploring budget measures that could help householders move their home loans from a vulture fund to state-backed initiatives. A summer cost of living package to help struggling households has been ruled out, the paper says. The Irish Daily Star leads with the release from prison of Gerard McKenna after he served a sentence for cleaning up and removing bloodstained evidence from his home in Drogheda, where teenager Keen Mulready Woods was murdered and dismembered in January 2020. Two papers lead with the news that the broadcaster Claire Byrne has, as the Irish Sun puts it, stunned her fans by pulling the plug on her bid to helm The Late Late Show. The Irish Daily Mirror adds to the story with lead headlines I'm out, referring to Byrne, and I'm off, referring to RTE News presenter Katrina Perry, who is leaving RTE for a job with the BBC in Washington. The paper says RTE is reeling after receiving two major blows. There is much speculation in the papers about who will get the job presenting The Late Late Show. Who even wants to present The Late Late, asks Laura Slattery in The Times. The Independent quotes Willie O'Reilly, formerly of RTE and Today FM, as saying he thinks the level of criticism and scrutiny over salaries could well deter many from taking on the gig. It can become slightly toxic, he said. The brief visit to Ireland of former US President Donald Trump gets much coverage, mostly with pictures of him playing golf at his golf links in County Clare yesterday. Trump takes wild swing at rape accuser, says the headline in The Examiner. Neil Michael reports from Doon Beg that all Donald Trump had to do on his second and final day in West Clare was play a round of golf, wave at people, and then go back to America. Instead, he writes, reporters, supporters, and an assorted group of Gardaí, Secret Service officers, and staff were treated to the unedifying spectacle of a man accused of rape attacking his accuser. The woman he mentioned was not there to defend herself against what observers later described as little more than a rant.